Welcome to Awakening Plus. This is our special event called Envision and Bless the New Earth. It is April 12, 2020, Easter actually. And a lot of folks on live call, over 40 of them at the moment, and more pouring in. So really happy to have such an awesome turnout. Thank you all so much for being here live. And thank you also to those who are here just on the recording. You're all welcome and all beautiful. So what we're going to do today is we're going to open, after this little intro, we'll set the sacred space. That'll take a few minutes. I'll call in tons of beautiful divine allies. Then we're going to do a 15-minute silent meditation where we're each going to be in our own space and just asking to receive either a download or just imagining actively what is this new earth going to look like that we're moving into. I want to express my appreciation to my friends Aaron Merritt and Jess Mund, and they did a similar process a week or two ago that I was really inspired by. And then my friend Michelle Shine did actually a 7-day series around this theme, so it's kind of in the air. I'm sure lots of other people around the world are doing similar things, because as we move into this, it's good to visualize what's going to be coming. So again, that will be a completely silent 15 minutes. I'm going to mute myself and everyone else will be muted, and it'll just be your time to just really move into your inner space and either imagine or get the download from your own inner wisdom on what that's going to look like. Then we'll have a period of sharing, and people can share either audibly or by typing in the chat window, which I'll read out loud. After that, we'll close by actually as a group blessing the new earth. And it'll be beautiful after we've shared our visions of that to actually, you know, help it along by sending it some positive developmental energy. And that'll be pretty much the call. I'm guesstimating 60 to 90 minutes, but we'll see how it goes. Anyone is, of course, welcome to leave at any time. Once we have set the sacred container, I would request that if you're going to leave, whether you're live or on the recording, that you just sort of internally ask to be removed from the energetic field, and the allies will step you out, and you'll be fine. So let's jump in. I'm going to call in again several dozen allies. Just, you may not recognize all of them, but every being I'm about to call is a being of love and light, a being of service to other. Only good stuff is going to come here, because that's the only kind of energies I work with in my shamanic path. So I invite you now, also as we get into this, I do invite you to give this your full attention. The energy you contribute into the field, whether you're live or on the recording, will affect not just you, but everybody else. So in order for everyone, including yourself, to have the best possible experience, I do request that you do not multitask when you do this. Just give it your full attention if you could. Thank you. Okay, I invite you to close your eyes, relax, and feel this field as it's generated. I'm at a shamanic mesa, and I will be calling the directions and then calling in allies. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocha Inti Kuichi. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Makisala's higher self. Amaji, the hugging saint. I call Ayahuasca, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan and the teachers at O&O Academy. I call Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Maitreya, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call all other ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call our elemental allies at this property. I call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Pisgah. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Hummingbird, Bear, Eagle, Condor. I call the higher selves of Spirit Song, Deborah, Moo, West, Zachary, and Thesa. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come now. Thank you. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there now be an energetic field around this energy to hold in the good energy and to ensure that the only beings and energies that enter here are of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. All right, so we have a good container. If any of you would like to call in your own allies, you are muted, so nobody will hear you. But I'm going to leave a moment for you to call in beings. I do request that you please only call in beings of high vibration and benevolent intent. Please begin now if you wish. Any of you who are worried, any beings otherwise called in will be repelled by the field we've already created. So only the good guys will get in. It's feeling really good. Just a moment longer. Please complete your call-ins. And And those of you on the recording, you're just as equally invited. The energy of this exists beyond time and space, and you'll be a contributing energy just like the live callers. Beautiful, thank you. Okay, so now we're going to do our 15-minute silent meditation starting in just a moment. I'm going to set a timer for this, and I'm going to mute my mic while we're in the 15 minutes. Again, your assignment is to imagine the new Earth. The premise here, of course, being that the shift we're in with the coronavirus and such is designed to shake us up out of our routines, to kind of let a new frequency come in, make space. The old routine has stopped. We're in a shifting point, and a lot of divine energy is pouring onto the planet right now. Which I'm asking you to work with here is imagine what it's going to look like when we shift to this higher vibration, to the new Earth, to what some people are calling fifth dimension or fourth density, whatever. There's a lot of terms being thrown around, but you know what we're talking about. So if you're a good imaginer, then go to town. Myself, I have terrible visualization ability, but I get downloads. So if you're having trouble actively imagining something, my suggestion then is simply ask your higher self, just download the images to me or the information about what the new Earth is going to look like. After the 15 minutes is up, then we will do we'll open the floor for people to speak or type or whatever they want to do to share what they got. So our 15 minutes of silence begins now. Welcome back. It's been 15 minutes and a little bit, a few seconds beyond. So the way we're going to work the feedback is I do have everybody muted who's live on the call, and we now have 57 people. And if you would like to speak, instead of a bunch of people unmuting themselves at once, I am going to ask you to raise your hand. And if you're on a larger screen device, then at the bottom of the participant window, you will see a little rectangle at the bottom that says raise hand, and I will unmute you. If you're on a smartphone, then the apps I've seen for Zoom have little three dots in the bottom, and you tap the three dots, and then the raise hand function is down there. So if you would like to speak and share what you experienced, then please do raise your hand. If you prefer to type, then you're welcome to type in the chat window and I'll read out what we got. Rhonda's already typed, "We are love." So this is all about your feedback, so please don't be shy. Please raise your hand and I will happily unmute you and hear what you have to say or read what you type. So chime in, please. Okay, here's Veronica. Veronica, hello. Whoa. I apologize, I've got some music going. Hang on a minute, guys. Hang on. Bear with me. All right. So, God willing, that music wasn't playing on the recording all the time. So, Veronica, please speak.
I think I envision the new world as a cycle that we are not going to only be producing and producing, but we're only are going to take a moment off to give back to plant trees, to clean oceans, to give to the earth. And that more people are going to be more conscious about health and the world, the environment. I don't know, can you hear me fine?
Yeah, you're sounding good.
So, yeah, that's how I envision it.
Oh, beautiful. So thank you for your feedback, Veronica. That's lovely. So I'm gonna mute everyone else. So who else would like to speak? If you would like to, then please raise your hand, and then I will unmute you. So again, we're waiting for the next person to raise their hand, I will, Melissa wrote, "I see people connecting with Mother Earth in a more profound way and remembering how to live in harmony with her." Anne writes, "Wise ancient trees reappeared on the planet." Beautiful. So again, if you'd like to speak, please do raise your hand. And surely, with 58 people here, someone has something to say. Okay, Makisla, you're live.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, welcome.
I don't know if that is causing any feedback, and if so, I'd be happy to just chat.
No, it's all good.
Text box.
It's all good.
Anyway. So as soon as I got into the space, I heard the elimination of the caste system, and I just was brought to tears immediately, thinking about all of the all the ones that are have been trapped in the caste system for all of these many, 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 many years, and seeing them all freed. And really, the caste system also extends to the impoverished here in America, or all over the world. All those who have been defined by society's labels of whether or not you have money or status quo or all that stuff. Then I saw the United States arms of the military deployed on the peace mission because there's no more war. There's no need for the military and its prior mission. And now its mission is to help rebuild the world. And it is all of the troops, all of the supplies on all the bases are now freely given to everyone, to the whole wide world. I've got both the cats here, and JC, I don't know if you can see JC, he says hi.
Yeah, we see
Annie's on my lap. But it was just such a beautiful, how the army just came together to rebuild the world, to rebuild. There's just so much that can happen there. And then the last thing I saw were all the shanty towns all over the world, in Syria, wherever else they are, as a result of what's happened now. And there is so much forgiveness that needs to happen, but it can happen in a heartbeat. And not only for the forgiveness, but it's the restoration of humankind, of our hearts, of trust, of dependence, interdependency, and no longer being dependent on a system. Really, really potent and powerful. I send blessings to everyone with much love. Thank you.
Thank you, baby. What a beautiful vision you have. Thank you so much. Okay, I'm going to mute you. Oh, you already muted yourself. Okay. Peter is waiting, and I'm just going to catch up with some of the typing in the text box, Peter, for a sec before I share that. Kathy typed, highly increased spiritual connection to one another, especially in emotional sensitivity, less the influence of corporations. Rachel says, I see blues and greens and earth healing herself. Greed and materialism are things of the past, and people are more connected with the earth and with each other. I also saw there will be much more upheaval before that comes to pass. Unsmiley face. Janice typed, I could feel the joy of all. Everyone had shelter. Everyone had food. All had medical coverage. Not sure about government's existence. If there was, they all got along and were for the highest good of all. But great joy and connection. It was beautiful. Carmen types, I saw a physical globe on a desk being wiped clean, and then a paint roller spreading white paint across a surface, and then large letters, stop. Valerie types, I saw us traveling using a technology that doesn't deplete the earth. It may have been metals, but we travel with great speed. I also saw the colors of the earth very bright blues, greens, and pinks. Anjuli types, I see healing within, connecting with others, clearing pain, jealousy, infighting, etc. Clearing of the shallower, lower states of relating, release, drop popularity contests, and a return to joining around what matters on more humane levels and love. Jeannie types, I've been practicing this exercise and I get a little more visual and specific as I practice. I see relationships and money systems turn more loving and the clean planet returns. Lisa types, thank you for your work. I cannot stay but appreciate you. Jeannie types, thanks to Makisla and hi to the kitties. And then Liz types, I saw a beautiful golden light pouring down on Earth, down to every corner of the planet to heal it. While this was happening, every single person on the earth, every race, religion, age, and ethnicity were in a circle around the earth, passing a candle with a violet flame to each other one by one. Whoa, awesome visions. Thank you all so much for sharing those in writing. Keep them coming. And now I'm going to unmute Peter and see what Peter has to say. Peter, you are live. No, you're not. Let me try it again. So, Peter, there you are. I've got you unmuted finally.
Got it now?
Yeah, we can hear you now. Thank you.
Right. Hi, Benjamin.
Hi, everyone. Welcome.
I like you, I resonated with the idea. I don't usually get visuals very easily. So I took your advice and requested whatever was to show up should show up. And about 30 seconds into the meditation, all of a sudden, I just get the most vivid color. Fields of grass for just hundreds of miles. Green, like I don't think I've ever seen that color green.
Mm.
And then suddenly the sky was, again, a blue color, blue. It got deeper and deeper and deeper. Such clarity in that color that I can't remember ever having seen that white like that. And this is what I was struck by. I was sort of
lying over, cruising over
these broad areas where there were just this incredible color and vibrancy. The vibrancy of this was that was what struck me. Otherwise, there was no other content, no mental content. Everyone mental was so far back, I couldn't even hear it.
Mm, wow. It's beautiful.
That was quite unusual for me to have that vivid imagery for me.
Wow. Thank you so much. Anything else you want to share around that, Peter?
No. That's. I don't know what it means. You know, I have no meaning to it. I just have whatever that is, it is. Certainly evoked a strong emotion, but more than that emotion was just wonder. Wonder.
Mm. Wow. I'm getting an intuitive sense as you describe this that this was not just physical earth. Was there any sense of the what you were seeing having a consciousness of its own?
I didn't have that perspective. I mean, I know I was myself seeing it, but I didn't really have, as I said, there was no mental content.
Okay.
What I was seeing, I had no, no mental content or context.
Okay, cool. All right. I just had a sense of a more vibrant earth than we usually experience. So.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. That's definitely. But I can say that the frequency of it was very, very, showed up as color, but it also showed up as a feeling of vibrance, like you say, right. Vibrant.
Yeah, so what I'm getting is in shamanism, we talk about the lower, middle, and upper worlds, and the middle world is the physical world, but there's an awareness of the energetics of it and not just the physicality of it. And that's right. Kind of what I was trying to point to with my comment. And it feels to me like that's kind of what you were experiencing to a degree.
Could have been. Cool. Thank you.
Cool. Thank you so much. Wow. Thanks for the share, Peter. I really appreciate it. I'm going to mute you. So we have no raised hands. So if anyone would like to raise a hand, please do so. And I'll catch up on the texting. Stephanie typed, I saw factory farms being banned to avoid another pandemic. Animals are no longer raised as a factory, but in a loving environment. I saw nature thriving. No need to drive miles and miles to go see a rainfall because these beautiful sights are all around us. Just catching up where I was just now. I also saw people speaking from their heart, no longer pretending, but being authentic and genuine with each other. Conversations were not about small talk, but very heartfelt. Amy types, recentering of humanity, deep universal support, love, compassion for self, groups, communities, and the entire earth, compassion and harmony. Dina says, I love that Spirit Song is literally raising her hand. Love this. Sweet. Okay. Although if she's speaking of the actual attendees, no one's currently raising their hand. Oh, she must be talking about on the visuals. I don't see all the the video cameras. So anyhow, so I would love to hear any further feedback, either by typing or by any other way you want to, or verbally. So again, raise your hand, please, if you have something you'd like to share verbally. It says, seriously, call on Spirit Song. Okay, I'll try to find her in the list. I've got a bunch of people here. Oh, wait a minute. There you are. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. Sorry, I didn't see a raised hand, so I wasn't identifying you.
Thank you.
On the list.
Yeah, I am on my phone, and I couldn't find any place either to raise my hand or to type anything.
Oh,
so.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
But it's okay. It worked. Thank you, beloved, who saw me raising my hand. I wanted to share, I had a dream a few nights ago, and in the dream, I was in a group of people, and I was on the edge of the group. I've already shared this on the Law of One thread, but this plays into what happened during this meditation for me. And in that dream, I turned away from the group for a minute, and there was a portal that opened up to me, a big circle, not huge, just a little larger than my hands that I was peering down into. And what I saw was a sphere of light that was shimmering, and then it turned into the earth, and I saw under the earth, down below, there were many, many, many beings. Some of them looked angelic, some of them looked otherworldly, ET, other dimensional, and when I saw that they were raising their hands up to the earth, that kept shimmering back and forth between what we see as a globe and the sphere of light, the earth herself started shimmering like that. And I just put my hands up over the portal and started beaming love down through that portal into the earth from this side, and immediately was just filled with light and love and the vibration that we feel, that electric feeling when we're connected to the divine realms. So I started with that in this meditation as a focal point because I've been using that a lot when I meditate. But this time when I did, I realized I was on a bridge. And I thought, what does that bridge mean? And what I got was that we are on a bridge. That was there to show me. We are crossing over a bridge. We are moving from a place of chaos into a place of peace and light and love for every being. I was so stirred and touched, Makizala, when you were sharing. I cry easily right now. I feel the suffering of so many people. And in this new earth, in this new way, everyone is loved in a way that there is no more war, there is no more starvation. Everyone is receiving the kind of love that we're sharing with each other right now, everywhere. That then I moved, the globe came up through the portal and
just for that moment, I held the globe on my lap and put my hands around the earth. And I literally had my hands raised, and they were starting, my arms, my shoulders were starting to get tired. And I heard, it's okay, just lay the earth in your lap. And that's what I did, and just held her and loved her. And that's when you brought us back. Thank you so much.
Wow. Thank you. Yeah. What a beautiful share. I bet the earth just lapped that up. Wow. Thank you, Spirit Song. What a beautiful share. Wow. We're getting some good juju here. So, Spirit Song, I'm going to mute you.
Okay.
And I don't see any of the raised hands. And I'm getting a sense that that might be about enough sharing. So I'm going to read what is still in the chat that I haven't verbalized for the recording. And then maybe if one more person wants to share, then please raise your hand while I'm doing this. So let me get back to where we left off. Kathy types, could definitely feel the vibration raising for myself and the whole group. I felt like smoke being pulled up a chimney. So thank you everyone for pulling me up. Veronica types, I also saw a lot of balance economically, environmentally, well-being. Cynthia types, I sensed huge amounts of dark energy being sucked out of portals. Diamond and platinum energy soaking the earth and all on it. Everything became clear. Love, connection, and clear communication prevail. All in all, galaxies become one that we interact with as if we are all just islands of one world. Wow. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, so it looks like that is all the feedback for the moment. I'm sure there were many other visions that are going unspoken, but many thanks to all who did share through typing or speaking. So now we come to our grand finale, where we get to flow energy for the highest good of the earth. And rather than dictate how you should do this, I'll offer a suggestion. And then as we go into this process, I invite each of you just to bless the world for this new incoming energy in whatever way feels right to you, and it will all harmonize perfectly. What I'm going to do, and a default method for those who don't already have something in mind, would be to simply act as a conduit. And again, we have a lot of divine energy here, not just the beings I call, but a ton of other amazing, beautiful beings of light are with us right now. By the way, this is true even if you're on the recording later. Doesn't matter. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to just say, Spirit, beautiful light being, just flow the energy through me for the highest good of the new earth vibration. Or something like that. May the earth receive, maybe something like, may the earth and her inhabitants receive the vibrational uplift that will serve highest good, words to that effect. So after I do that, my own proclivity is just to relax, and Benjamin goes passive and becomes pipeline, and then the divine energy flows through me out to the earth. However, please, guys, do whatever works best for you in terms of how you wish to bless the earth for the incoming golden age, or whatever term you want to use for it. So this doesn't have a predetermined length. I'm going to feel the energy rising and peaking and then eventually going out. I don't know if I'll talk at all. It may be silent, or I may, if I'm called to speak during the process, I will. I'll just go with the flow here. So I do invite you now. I'm going to speak my invocation, and you can either go with that or do it in your own way to just bring whatever energy is going to help the earth move into this new vibration at the fastest rate that serves highest good. So here we go. Again, please do give this your full attention. I now call for the energy to be flowed through me and through all those who choose to use this particular method of blessing. May the energy now flow through us that will serve the highest good of the new high vibration earth. Let this be so now. Thank you. This or something better. Hmm. If you're doing the passive, you're just letting it flow through your approach, just relax, rest in breath, and let the energy come, or do whatever you are choosing to do to help raise the vibration of the planet. Y'all are doing great. The energy is getting quite strong really quickly. We'll just ride the wave. I feel the energy having come to a peak and vibrating quite strongly, holding steady at a high intensity level. Yeah, just strong, rapid pulses of energy going all through the planet and its beings. The vibration just went to a whole new dimension. Very nice. There's also an invitation from the allies here, those of you who are doing effort-based practices right now. They're inviting you to experiment with how little effort you can use and still make it work. They're suggesting that letting these divine allies carry a little bit more of the load for you. They're inviting you to play, just see if you can drop down your own personal effort some, let them take up the slack, if you wish. They're suggesting that might allow even more light in. Yeah, it's already making a difference. Well done. Oh, interesting. So now the invitation is to drop all effort. We're already merging into a unified field of consciousness. It's us and the earth blended together. It's really lovely. So just relax if you wish and allow yourself to just blend into this spiritual field of awareness. Again, whether you're live or on the recording, doesn't matter. It's all there. And just allow yourself to merge into this great global consciousness. And not to worry, they're saying you'll only receive as much of this as you're ready for. So you're not going to get overwhelmed or anything. You can just relax and allow as much of this earth divine consciousness as you're ready for to simply show up. You're invited now to relax and just rest in the awareness of this energy. However much you're perceiving is fine. They're saying that already many are already sharing awareness of the earth consciousness of Gaia, Pachamama, whatever you would like to call her, and this awareness of the consciousness of the planet can be held simultaneously with the awareness of your individual human self, and they can both coexist quite comfortably at the same time. So some of you are feeling that, you can just rest happily in that. If you're feeling something different, that's fine too. Just rest and allow whatever you're experiencing to be there, if you wish. Frequency just shifted again. The elders are saying thank you for helping the shift. They're saying feel free to do this or similar work anytime you wish. The more people who hold the vision and the energy of the new earth, the quicker it can come about. They're saying it's a co-creative process. We're not spectators to it, we are the active participants in it. If we wish to be. Actually, they're saying you're co-creating it whether you do it willingly or not. You're either holding down the old vibration by holding mainstream consciousness, or you're bringing in the new consciousness by holding that space deliberately. Your choice. There are no sidelines in this game. The intensity is still being held quite strongly. Y'all are doing a fantastic job. Some of us are processing heavier energy to help purify the planetary vibration. Just let that pass through you if that's happening. They're saying some but not all are doing this, only those who are ready and able. They're saying those who are able to transmute or process heavy energy are always welcome to step up and clear some. They say there's more than enough to go around as this cleanup process happens on the energetic level. inviting us to notice the feeling of your own physical body right now. Many of us will be feeling our body differently. There's a, words are tricky here, but there's definitely a higher vibration. There's a aspect of the body now that's vibrating faster, more intensely. It's definitely supercharged, and yet they can also be experienced very calmly. You might say a calm intensity is the best I can do with words right now. So if you're noticing that too, just rest in that. They're also demonstrating here that this type of service, where you are just flowing highest good energy for the evolution of the planet and its inhabitants, there's no way to do that and not get upgraded yourself. All who serve in this manner in the highest good flow of energy always receive benefit by doing so. And they're saying especially doing it in groups. So they're definitely encouraging me to do more events like this. They're encouraging y'all to do them with others, host them yourselves, whatever. Say this, the more people we can get doing processes like this to hold evolutionary upgrade for the earth, I say that will definitely help. And they're reminding that thoughts are creating reality more than ever now. They're saying be mindful of what kind of input you expose yourself to. Be mindful of the thoughts you're thinking and the words you're speaking. It's all more co-creative than ever. And they're reminding us again, we're all making this happen together. Each of us is a creator of the whole thing. And it's our collective effect that strongly influences what's happening here. So they're inviting us to feel not overwhelmed or burdened with this, but excited and enthusiastic. Yay, I get to co-create the new earth. Woohoo! So again, they're saying that there's no right way to do it. Whatever you're called to do, follow your inner guidance. More specifically, there's no single right way to do it. Whatever you're called to do is perfect. The intensity is still holding strong, so we're not done yet. I invite you to relax. I'm sensing some might need to leave the call. If that's your case, I do invite you to internally or out loud request disengagement from the field. If you can't stay till the end of this process, that's fine. You can always come back later and do the recording again and participate that way as often as you wish, actually. But those of us who are choosing to remain in the field, they've still got it strong. So it's done when it's done. And we're still very strong at the moment. The vibration is shifting, a little less intensity now, a little more heart space, a little more sense of unconditional love. My sense is that this energy we've been holding is now coming into our heart chakras and allowing us to love a little more like the divine loves, which is unconditionally and constantly. It'll help us take at least a step in that direction if we're willing. So my own experience is this energy we've been holding has now come down into my body as far down as the heart chakra. And now down to the hips. And now saturating all of me. And my guess is that some of you are having a similar experience. What I experience on calls like this is usually what the majority of people are experiencing. So they're inviting us now to feel our physical body now. For many of us at least, we've now been completely saturated with this energy physically. And you can feel this amazing energy buzzing in every cell of your body. And they're saying those who serve are rewarded. Just take a moment, feel your whole body in this new vibrational field. Relax into it. They're reassuring us that each of us is only getting as much of this as we are ready for. Your higher self is carefully regulating the amount of energy, so it's just right for you. A little bit of a stretch, but not too much. And some, they're saying some are resisting it. They are really inviting you to relax, let it come in, reassuring you once again, it will not overwhelm you, it won't be too much. Trust these beautiful beings and let them give you this beautiful gift, if you wish. Yeah, I can feel the field relaxing. That's lovely. And once again, this goes for you all on the recording as much as the ones live. We're all having the same experience. Yeah, more energy now in the heart center, in the head, especially in the pineal. It's beautiful. And now it's coming to ground. It's kind of settling down. And we have touchdown. Well done. Okay, that completes that cycle. And so that completes the energetic process. Before I close the mesa, though, if someone would like to make a quick comment on what just happened or a question, once again, you're welcome to raise a hand or type in the chat window. Here's Lori. Let me unmute Lori. Hi, Lori.
Hi, Benjamin. Can you hear me?
You're fine. Please continue.
Thank you again for doing a thing like this. I appreciate you doing these, and I like your work. I wanted to just share a comment, and then I also have a question for you.
Okay.
My comment on what we've been doing here, I started in late. I kind of entered the meeting as you were all in the silence section. And I sat down, and really with in about 2 seconds, I felt the whoosh. I don't know, that's my experience. I don't necessarily get images as much as questions and whooshing, like contradancing, you know. But I got that again here. And my question is that sort of, you know, an aha, when you were talking, you mentioned about people working with heavy energies to transform them. And I suspect maybe I've been doing that for the last 40 years in my sleep.
Okay.
But I don't really know. I just wanted to see if you could comment more on what that looks like or what that seems like or what to do if someone wants to do it or thinks they have been doing, if you feel like commenting on that a little bit.
Okay. So many of us are processing heavy energy for, you know, it tends to run first your own individual stuff. When you get clear enough individually, often you start processing for your family lineage, the blood family, and then many of us are also processing for the collective. So things come through you of people you don't, might not even know, but because you have the capability to do it, you're being assigned it. There are ways to consciously do this. And the technique there's a couple ways. You can simply ask the divine to do it for you. For example, my healing invocation, you would simply say maximum healing that serves highest good, please, and rest in wherever you're feeling challenged in the body, wherever that stuff is going. And the divine can then process it through, flush it through you, or transmute it to love and light. There's in the Awakening Plus membership, we're covering some Andean shamanism tools that work with a lower energy center in the body to process that. There's a center in the lower part of the body that actually works that stuff automatically if you know how to activate it. And that's another way. And I'm sure there's lots of other ways to process heavy stuff as well. But if you're getting it anyway, then I can't imagine they would be giving it to you unless you had capability. So if you already feel like you got it covered, then use whatever tools you have. But if you want more tools and techniques to work with it consciously, then the simple healing invocation, maximum healing that serves highest good, please, then just resting in passive awareness of the energetics that are happening is a simple way that anyone can use. And of course, there are more advanced and technical ways beyond that. Is that a helpful response, Lori?
Yeah. Does it require, I guess, cognition of what's going on, or just a sense that something is going on?
I almost never get particulars. I just feel energy moving.
Okay.
And then that's my, I'm more kinesthetic than visual myself. So I'll just feel energy kind of processing and flushing or transmuting, and I usually don't have a clue what it is. So specific knowledge of what it is often not required and often not helpful in my experience. So you don't have to know what it is to clear it, is the bottom line answer I think you're going for there.
Okay. Thank you, Benjamin, and best to you.
Thank you. Great question, Lori. Thank you so much, and thanks for your good work. So I'll mute Lori. And Cynthia typed, I sensed exponential circle if beings from all... I'm sorry, she meant of... She sensed an exponential circle of beings from all galaxies, shoulder to shoulder. I sensed countries lighting up as they healed. Yeah, I'm definitely in the sense the Earth's getting a lot of help right now. There's a lot of beings from a lot of dimensions and a lot of planets and a lot of galaxies that are all here. Apparently what's happening on Earth right now is a really big deal on the universal scale for some reason. So I think we have a lot of helpers around. Okay. I've got a couple more things in the text box and then we'll wrap it up. Veronica typed, I skipped past her note here. Let me get back to it. Veronica typed, I felt my hands heavy. Also at some point I felt I was spinning and a bright light came in my mind. This has happened before, but I usually get scared. This time I trusted and I feel safe. Good. And then a name that's a little cut off says, thank you, spot on. I had been resisting and actually felt the touchdown simultaneously. Also, thank you for the explanation of how to process the heaviness. Thanks for the question, Lori. That was my question too. Blessings. And then Rachel typed, thank you, Benjamin, for doing this. I look forward to the next one. Me too. By the way, there is a resource on my website, astroshaman.com. If you go to the last word on the menu bar, it says invocations, and click that or tap that. It'll take you to two posts. The first one is mainly about an invocation for embodied awakening and how to use invocations in general in the style that was given to me. And the second post has an image of a crying woman, and that post will tell you how to use the healing invocation to process heavy energy through your being. So if that's helpful, then you all are sure welcome to go. Anyone's welcome to go look at that information. And Janice... Wait a minute, we got a couple more typers. I'll be real quick here. Amy types, as I'm doing this, feeling incredible vibration. I hear my daughter in the other room say, peace, love, happiness. Then a little later, self-nurturing. I think the energy is already moving out across the earth. And Janice typed, I felt energy coming up through me, and then I breathe out forcefully, but don't know what it is. and I'm always trying to figure things out. Always think I'm releasing something for myself, but then maybe for all. Still not sure, but not painful, thankfully. Janice from New York, thanks you for this gathering. Blessings to all. Thank you, Janice. I long ago gave up even trying to figure out if what I was clearing was mine or someone else's. I have had some experiences, particularly in plant spirit ceremony, where I remember like one time feeling just a massive hopelessness and deep depression come over me. And I knew it wasn't mine because I'd never feel that. That's just not an experience I've ever had from my own personality. But it was just a crushing despondency. And I was aware enough and awake enough to just sit with it and process it. And it took a while to pass through. But I sensed it was a collective energy from somewhere that was being processed through me. So, you know, my own opinion is if it's showing up in your field, it's yours to process. It doesn't matter if it was your personalities or came from somewhere else. If the divine gave it to you, then you have the capability to move it through. So that's my own take. We're all here serving. You wouldn't be on this call if you were not some kind of light worker and wanting to help the collective process. And we all do it. My final encouragement here, possibly, unless I talk some more, is to please cultivate your own awakening. Because the more awake you are, the more divinely conscious you are, the more you're able to embody in your physical body higher and higher vibration energies, the more capably you can serve. So you're doing this not just for your own benefit. Your awakening serves the collective big time, especially now. So thank you all for showing up. I'm just delighted that this is the largest by far gathering I've had that wasn't a piggyback to another event. So thank you all so much for showing up. I'll close just by saying, again, my site's astroshaman.com. I do have a membership. The Awakening Plus, of course, is a paid membership, very reasonable small monthly fee. If y'all want to get into that, get into the archives and the other offerings beyond just the live events that I announce in my newsletter, then you're welcome to check that out at awakeningplus.com. If you're called to work with me as an astrologer or a shamanic healer or life coach or whatever, all that's described on astroshaman.com. That site also has tons of free information of all kinds, spiritual, astrological, and so on. So feel free to pop on there and explore if you wish. So I'll leave it at that. Thank you all so much for showing up. So grateful. I'm going to now close the mesa. It takes about a minute, and then we'll be done. So if you can hang out that long, fantastic. Pachamama. Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Kuichi. Thank you, allies, for this beautiful event. Thank you for bringing such amazing energy through and allowing us to serve the Great Awakening. Beloved allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. I ask that you remain with those who will benefit from your continued presence for as long as that serves. I ask that you remain with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Where would it serve highest good for us to go? What would it serve highest good for us to do? What would it serve highest good for us to communicate, and to whom? Thank you, thank you, thank you. After the count of three, I'm going to clap to seal the work. You're welcome to clap with me if you wish. One, two, three. And we're done. Thank you all so much. This has been awesome. We will do this again. Many blessings to you all, and goodbye for now.